I want us this first. Let's start the first piece over here. This is the Sfasemis. It's funny we're starting with Nirtza, but it's like not we'll go back to Purim again. But I just find the piece over here. He discusses the idea of Seder, because really the first time you actually find the word like Seder or Cedar in Haggadah is really Nirtza. Chasal Sidur Pesach is that the Seder of Pesach has been finished. So he discusses here the idea of Seder. So I figured before we begin discussing the Seder, it's good to understand what lesson we could draw out of the name Seder. So we start on the bottom right there. I marked off, you're missing the first letter, but this is Chasal Sidur Pesach. So he writes, Chasal Sidur Pesach. Shemati pi mori zekeni zal. I'm referring there to Chushi Arim, I believe. Al shikurin lil Pesach Seder. V'chein omrim Chasal Sidur Pesach. So we call the Pesach, we call it a Seder. And we say Chasal Sidur Pesach. So the word Seder literally means an order. And the whole night's referred to as the night of order. So what's this idea of Seder being arranged or ordered? So first he quotes the Maral, Lirmuz, the Mashkas of Maral. This is a remez to what the Maral writes, Kemoshiyish Seder Vateva, Kenyish Seder Miuchil Lenisim and Flos, Kemoshasim Maila. So I'm not going to go into this too much in depth right now, but the Maral has a very famous concept, which is that we understand that the world of Teva, of science, works based on Seder. Everything is organized, predictable. That's how science, the equations that's formulas, that's how science works. So we usually picture the world of Nisim to be kind of like haphazard, like a Nis is required, Hashem does a Nis over here. We don't understand the world of Nisim as being something which is arranged and organized and also, you know, mathematical as science is. But the Maral talks about in several places how he says, Yesh Seder v'Nisim. Even when it comes to miracles, to Nisim, there is a specific order to Nisim as well. And that means that the nace which is brought down is there in the right place at the right time in the right manner to kind of fit a whole realm of understanding and laws which goes beyond our world. So that's not my main point now, but that's his first point. So Seder refers to the idea that Pesach is all about Nisim, but yet Nisim also have a Seder. Nisim are not just random. Let's see the next point, though. V'nira li'od, he says another point. Peir Seder, l'rmoz, shegam kol taluchos ha-galus, Hayakos Seder Meyuchad, Shonemar, Kikara Siba Shishal Nomar, Kikara Siba Shishal Paro Ben Israel, Makol Hayab Kamana Mechuvenes. So he says that the entire process of Golos was something which is a Seder. It was done, it was methodical, it was with a purpose, it was planned by Hashem. Often we view Golos as something which is random, something which is a result, it is a result of our Averus typically. But we understand that we usually understand that the travails of Golos are kind of like wherever we're thrown through, things happen to us. But he's saying no, Golos is a planned Seder with a purpose to it. The fact that Paro ruled over Bnei Israel wasn't kara, wasn't just happenstance, but it was something Hashem had a plan from the start, which brought Paro to enslave us. Like we see very clearly in the Torah, Kamash Kasav Avraham Bebris Bein HaBesarim. Like Hashem tells Avraham very clearly and explicitly in the Bris Bein HaBesarim that you're going to be subservient to a nation in a foreign land. That's what Hashem tells him. So Hashem planned this out from the beginning. It's all part of Hashkacha, part of the plan. If you call Pirtei Ainuyim, even the specific suffering which occurred to us, the Koshi Avodah, the difficult work, Hayakol B'Seder Miuchad, it was all something which Hashem had arranged in advance, Hashem planned to happen for a reason. We talk about, just one example, it talks about how the Jews worked the Chomer Ubilvinim. They had to work with like mortar and with bricks. And there's a very, very famous comment of the Zohar, how Chomer was a reference to learning Torah, Kal V'Chomer. And Levinim is a reference to Libun Halacha, to clarify Halachas. And whatever that means, there's some mystical connection there. But even the work we did in Mitzrayim was there to refine us and to bring us to a certain level of Torah understanding and to grow as people and as Jews. It was all planned out by Hashem with a Seder. The Haggadah is going through the entire process of our suffering, of our crying out, our davening to Hashem. It's all part of the Sipur, it's Mitzrayim. Because all of that is Hashem's Hashkacha. We view even the Shibud, even the slavery, as a Nes. All part of Hashem's Hashkacha. So we do mitzvah, we matzah and maror together. The Pesach is matzah and maror. And the idea is because we praise Hashem simultaneously for the matzah, which is the geula, and for the bitterness, the maror, because they all come together as one. It was all part of the plan. Without the mara, we wouldn't have the matzah. Without the shiva, we wouldn't become Klal Yisrael. That's all part of what Hashem wanted us to endure in Mitzrayim. And then it continues. It says, "Ach yish dorosh seder hanachon hem hukol." It says in world history. So that was in Mitzrayim. But in world history, assuming we understand that everything is by design, it's all planned out. So certain generations have the tachlis of that we are a generation of Golos. It's not that we happen to be born Nebuch in this terrible generation where we're in Golos. So Hashem put us here. Hashem planted us here for a reason. It's all with a plan and with a method. That's all part of Hashkacha. Some generations are zocha to be those who experience freedom and Geula. You know, we could be jealous. Why weren't we born to the generation of Shlomo HaMelech? Why weren't we born to see the Nes of Purim? You know, like, why weren't we in the generations? You know, Hashem planted us in these places for a reason. And it says, you know, everything is kfiyat das, everything is based on Hashem's divine wisdom, which is far beyond us, but it's all with a design, with a plan, for a purpose. And this is what Chazal tell us, b'chol me'odecha, we say in Shema, has a meaning that we should give thanks to Hashem for every measure He measures out to us. Even though Hashem might measure us out something, divvy out something that we don't feel is all that great, but we have to understand it's all part of the plan, part of Hashkacha, and therefore we give thanks to Hashem for everything. Hashem knows how to arrange, to order every generation in the proper way, which is good for them. Our door, we have our challenges, we have, you know, our unique avoda in our door, because who we are is appropriate for our door, and Hashem arranged that appropriately. And therefore, we have to make sure that we give thanks to Hashem for putting us where we need to be. Seder HaTov L'Yosef, we call Sedarim. V'kol b'chesed, k'mash chesed, everything is based on Hashem's divine chesed. It's all good for us. Like it says, Hano b'chasto b'kol dor, Hashem guides every generation with His chesed. So we might say, well, I understand the chesed of the door of Yisrael Mitzrayim. What about the chesed of the door that had to suffer through pogroms? What about that door? And we have to be maimim with Emunah Shleima that every single door Hashem guides with chesed. He puts the right people in the right place at the right time to go through what they have to go through to bring out the best in who they are. So there's a recognition of when we call the night the Seder, there's a deeper meaning in that we have to see that everything that we discuss, not just the Nisim and the Gula, but even the Golus and the suffering, was part of the Seder. That was part of something which is part of the divine plan arranged by Hashem. There's a piece that I want to do along with this, a related piece. If you flip the packet to Amunas Yitecha.
The Mara is really the meat of a hamburger you put lettuce in. I'm saying the Mara is Maisif on the taste of the Iker Mitzvah Karm Pesach is to eat it on Masas Merayrim.
Right.
So the Mara that's put there is really Maisif on the taste of it.
Kind of very, it kind of becomes part of the Geula.
Yeah, in a very simplistic way, the Mara is Maisif on the taste. So in a certain way, that's the Nakuda that after we experience the Geula, we look back and we recognize that the Mara is really Maisif in what we have now is all as a result of the Mara. In other words, the good taste that we have to design the Geula is as a result of the
but we see it all comes together in one. Right. Good. So there's a related piece now, which also brings out this point that Nachum is saying. There's a related piece. If you look at Emunas Yitecha, it's this page over here. There's two of them. Look at the one that's kind of half and half. Yeah, the other one is Yitecha. I wish I'd numbered the pages, but I didn't. The bottom right column begins with Sefer O of Yisrael. He discusses here a very interesting point about Mar. It's a point which is, you know, very hard for us. It's a Madrega, which is very high. It's hard for us to reach, but something we have to be aware of. He quotes from Sefer O of Yisrael. He's discussing the idea of Marar. He says, "V'inyan Hamarar midikasav lanu hatar kadosha mitzvah aseh lechol Hamarar lezecher Hashem v'yamaros chayehem." So we know that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to eat Marar, and the simple understanding of the mitzvah, it's a zecher to what it says in the Torah, v'yamaros chayehem, that the Mitzrayim embittered our lives with terrible, difficult work. Shema mina shezeu gam kimidani ha'gula. So, like we said before, it seems that maror, the fact that we want to remember it, we don't remember bad times for no reason. It must be that maror, those bitter times, were part of the geula process. Without the maror, we wouldn't have had the geula. And then he says, the Ovi Yisrael says, "Ze ikar mochin de godless." This is the ikar. This is the primary way one can reach this level called mochin de godless. the Svarim talk about this mochin de katnas, mochin de gadlus. Mochin de gadlus, I guess in simple terms, would be like a very, like a mature, broad understanding of something, a little deeper. And mochin de katnas is the more childish, simple understanding. So Marer brings us to some way to mochin de gadlus. And then he quotes here from the editor of the Ov Yisrael writes, Mi'itin v'ovin divrei kodesh, if only I can understand what he said. So the editor of the Ov Yisrael can understand what that means, that Marer brings us to mochin de gadlus. So we have to understand a little bit, what is it about Marer that gives us this mature, you know, broad understanding of life? So this is Moshe Wolfson Shlita. This is Sefer Musa Techa, and he says that, you know, even though the editor of the Yisrael didn't quite understand it, I want to give my piece and how I understand this idea. So he quotes here a Maisa, and it's a Maisa which is kind of beyond us in terms of the person's self-control, person's madriga they were at. But there are people out there who are big people who are able to control themselves in that way, and let's read the Maisa. I heard a maisa from a certain tzaddik. He says the Rebbe of Kaminka. I'm not sure who that was, but the Rebbe of Kaminka neder lo ben lo aleinu b'Shabbos Kodesh. Unfortunately, he lost a son lo aleinu on Shabbos. V'lo niru lo simani atzvus, but he didn't look sad. Which obviously you're already superhuman. How can you lose a child and not have any sign of sadness? He said, it's Shabbos Kodesh. He didn't want to become sad on Shabbos. So he asked people to bring him a certain kind of wine, port wine. I don't know what that is exactly, port wine.
It's like a sweet dessert wine.
A sweet dessert wine, okay. So he has to bring port wine. Vesuch mishte yayin. So as he was drinking his wine, Omar, he said, can I port azeh, this wine, im yishtehu mish'enu mevin, if a person who is not a wine drinker drinks this wine, because of its strength and its bitterness, they would despise the wine. I mean, we know that wine is an acquired taste. You know, you give certain people a cup of nice dry wine, they'll spit it out. It's disgusting. And they give a wine drinker that cup of dry wine, they'll say, this is delicious. Why? Because we have things called an acquired taste, that you have to get to a certain level to appreciate it. This wine I'm drinking is delicious, you know, this is a very fine wine, but the person who doesn't like it, the chesaron is in him, because he hasn't trained himself to appreciate fine wine. The yayin is great wine. So this wine is a wine which is greater than all wines that are out there, so it's the finest wine around. But yet, nobody is going to appreciate its delicious taste unless you are a mevin. Unless you have that ability, that refined wine taste to appreciate it. That's what he said. So what was his point? I mean, he lost a child that Shabbos, and he was able to control himself and not feel sad on Shabbos, and he wanted to bring out a mashal through drinking fine wine and bringing out the fact that wine's an acquired taste. And what does he mean? And then she'll move on. Ki yisurim heim tova gedol la'adam. So this is going back to this concept of mara. We have to understand that we don't ask for suffering, but suffering is a great tova for a person. It's good for us. Rakshri adam emanim visurim. People do not ask and don't like to suffer. Because we don't understand, you know, in our lifetime in Olam Hazeh, it's very difficult to understand what we gain out of the suffering. Amuna tells us that when we go through suffering, it's for a good cause. It's for the better. If it's for the best, you know, it's something which is going to bring us to higher levels, give us greater schar, whatever it is, bring out our best kochos. But it's very hard in this world to understand why people suffer. So people suffer, and they just don't understand why it's a good thing. And he says, because of our small understanding, our small scope of understanding, this idea of katnas hamochin, we don't desire yisurim, we don't understand the value of them. Amishu bal das chavivin alav yisurim. You do have, you know, this idea of the, you know, even Amorayim struggled with this. Amorayim were asked, you know, are these Yisurim chaviv to you? And a lot of them said, I don't want them. But lo aleinu. But the chavivim al Yisurim. But there are people who understand that Yisurim are something which is precious to us. But tamrusim arivlo, and even though it's bitter, they appreciate the taste, like a good dry wine. Kamoj Mariba Sapoy, so he said the port sweep. He's talking about the drive.
I think I'm mistaken.
Yeah. It must be a driveway. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe a different type of port.
Not sweep.
Kamoj Mariba Sapoy Lumivinim. But it's like people who understand the appreciate dry wine, they could take the dryness and appreciate the flavor. So, I mean, the mashal is clear that Yisurim are something which a person has to grow to a certain level to appreciate. It's a very high level to appreciate it. It's an acquired taste, as it were. But ultimately, we have to know, our Emunah tells us, and Chazal teach us, and the Torah teaches us, that really Yisurim are something which are positive for us, and something which Hashem is doing to us in order to bring out the best of ourselves and of the world. So when we don't want Yisurim, it's because we're still very small-minded. Like it says in the Gemara in Arbipsachim, the Gemara is discussing our children Chayv and Dalet Kosos on Pesach, and you know in the Halacha Shibbo, it's not exactly the point he's making, but the Gemara does say, like, what good does wine do for a kid? And in our Mashal means, like, if we're all, you know, simple and understanding of life, then the dryness doesn't do us much, the bitterness doesn't do us much good. We don't understand it. We don't appreciate it. Because a kid cannot appreciate how delicious wine can be. Even adults don't always appreciate dry wine. This is just because we're small-minded and we don't understand. But when a person matures, I think everyone in their life at a certain point has time as they understood, like, why they have to go through that challenge. And sometimes we have questions, we don't understand why. But sometimes in life something happens, you say, I understand now why Hashem did that to me. And that's a moment of mochen the godless. The person rises up above their small box of understanding, is able to see things from a much greater perspective. That's a mature understanding, a more complex adult understanding, a broader understanding. And at that point, we understand that the Asurim were arifu, it was sweet to us, anything that's actually sweet. Hashem should show us chesed megula. I mean, Asurim are the chesed is kind of hidden at times. We'd like to see chesed, which is open. But ultimately, we have to understand that everything Hashem does is for the good. When Yisurim happen, we make a bracha. Baruch Dayana Emes is a bracha we make on tragedy, and it's still praising Hashem for it. And that's the Gemara says in Brachos, that you have to praise Hashem for tragedy like you praise Hashem for good things. I mean, that's because we understand it's all really good. And then he continues, V'edua shebelo Pesach yetzah hadas me'agolus k'isa b'svarma kadosha. So now he says the following. And so Pesach night we eat Marah. And we, as we said in the previous piece and here as well, Marah is supposed to teach us that it's not just we're remembering bitter times. We're showing that the bitter times are part and parcel of our Geula. The bitter times brought us to the Geula. The bitter times, what we gain from the bitter times is essential for the Geula. So on Pesach nights, it says in the Svarim that the Das was in Golos. So we were lacking a certain level of Das. So the Geula on a deeper level was that Klai Yisrael was able to move from being slaves are kind of very limited in their scope, and move to being, you know, greater human beings with deeper perspectives on life. And they're able to achieve on Pesach this more mature, complex understanding and understand the sweetness of the Mara. Without this, the Geula wouldn't have come. Because if not for that step, taking the step and seeing that difficult times are good for us, without that, then a person is still sitting there in their small box, not seeing the greater picture. So this is a very difficult thing for all of us. I mean, it's a very high madriga. It's something that the Mishnah talks about, and Gemara talks about, and the Chumash talks about, and we have stories of great tzaddikim who can do it. For most of us, it's beyond us, at least most times. But again, every once in a while, we get a glimpse of this. We get a glimpse of how that challenge that I went through turned out for the good. You know, improved my life, improved others, you know, brought out certain kochos in person which weren't there before, etc. The Torah gives us, you know, this broader, more mature approach to life and to understanding how things work. And Pesach night is a night we're supposed to reflect upon this, because we have a mitzvah deraisa, or not the rabbanan mitzvah is that, but there's a mitzvah to eat marah. And the marah is the mitzvah which says Hashem wants us to look at those bitter times, not just to be sad about what happened, but to understand that was all part of the process. So that's idea. Back to the idea of seder. It was all part of the plan, all part of the process, and it was a necessary part. Seder means one piece builds on the next. And if Mara is part of the seder, that means that the seder has to be built upon Mara as well. So that's the idea about Mara.
But even the whatever we conclude is speculation. The tachlis of the galus of the Isurim.
Correct.
Our conclusion about our own personal galus.
That's what I'm saying about our personal. Or even about things like the Holocaust.
Right.
And things but like
ultimately,
that.
If you look at your life, and you went through a challenge, you look back, and even if you're speculating, you know, I gained this from that experience, but if you gained it, you gained it. So, is that why Hashem did it? Yeah, but you could say, I certainly gained from it, you know? And that's really our job, is to figure out, you know, when we go through something, you know, what does Hashem want me to pull out of this? That's really, we're supposed to look at it that way. You know, to dwell on the pain and suffering is not productive, but to understand Hashem is teaching me a lesson over here, and what do I do with it? You know, how's Hashem trying to drive me to be a better person because of it, or bring me to do better things? That's really weird. And so if you could draw that out, you can't say, right, that's not the reason, but certainly something you gain from it. And then you're, at that point, you're already tasting the sweetness of the Mara. Mm. That's what you're doing.
It says that the galus of Mitzrayim was already predicted from the Prisma of Asarim, which means that it wasn't. So I mean, the Sfarim all discuss if there was a punishment or not, but the main point that most of a lot of the Sfarim bring is that the Maral brings this as a proof that it certainly wasn't a punishment. It was clearly it was part of the. So Rashi brings in Chumash many places that in order that Kali Yisrael should be able to get Eretz Yisrael, they first have to go to Mitzrayim.
Right. Mm. Mitzrayim is called the Kor HaBarzel. It was the refining oven where people can become refined. And that's we grew Mitzrayim. You know, like the Haggadah says, that when we went to Mitzrayim, we came to Tzionim Shom, we gained the great Goygadol there. I mean, a lot of things happened in Mitzrayim which were very positive, and we gained a lot from it. Let's see one more quick piece here. You go to the Ol of Yisrael. I think it's the second page of the packet. It's the third page of the packet. Third page of the packet. I got this old straw. And just a little different point here. He is picking up, you know, so in the middle of the gutter when we're going through the story, the Sipur itself. So it talks about Bnei Yisrael davening to Hashem. Now we have to realize that Klal Yisrael, a major part of the Geula was the fact that we are mispalo. I don't think we focus on this enough, but it's very clear from the Chumash, both in the Parsha Bikurim in Kisavo, and back in Parsha Shmos, the Klal Yisrael davened. When they went through, they were suffering so much, at a certain point they davened, and Hashem heard the tefillahs, and that's really what started it. That was the jump start of the Geula. So the Haggadah says, it brings down the Pasuk, V'yanchu v'Yisrael min avoda, Klal Yisrael, they groaned because of the avoda, v'zaku, they called out to Hashem, they screamed out, and their tefillah to Hashem rose up to Hashem from the avoda. So he's going to try to explain this focus on from the avoda. What does it mean from the avoda? So Indian who? He says, what's the idea? Somebody who's going through a difficulty. So we need to, and the proper reaction of a yid when they're going through a difficult time is tefillah. Tefillah is it. Tefillah is how we're supposed to react to difficulties. Many Balei Musar point out that there are sources to say that the difficulty was given to us in order so that we daven. Davening was the goal of the difficulty. So we have to daven to Hashem. And it says, at that point, we're davening to Hashem, Azaya ikar hu l'shul yosim alibo tzars atzma. But when we daven to Hashem, we shouldn't focus on our own distress. It's that going through a difficult time caused us to serve Hashem in a much weaker way. We can't do mitzvahs properly, we can't learn Torah properly, we can't daven properly. And this idea of minha avoda, he's saying, idea of it's avodas Hashem we're talking about over here. And again, this is not necessarily the Pashup Shah, but more the Hasidish take on it. But if a person is going through a difficulty, again, like we talked before, and so we can say that it's hard for me, which is true. But ultimately, deep down, the deepest tzar for a Jew is that it detracts from Avodas Hashem. That should be our deepest tzar. And if it detracts from the way I learn, the way I daven, the way I treat others, the way I'm able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, that should be the deepest tzar we have. You know, physical pain is one thing, but when it detracts from the way we serve Hashem, that should pain us the most. So the tefillah that we're supposed to cry out with is the tefillah that it's mevatel us from Avodas Yisbarach, mevatel us from our service of Hashem. And that point, Hashem will, all the tefillos will rise to Hashem. Because we're not davening for our own selfish needs. We're actually mitzaref tzaref hashchina b'tfilah. So we're actually joining Hashem into our tefillos, that Hashem is missing out on our avoda. So this is the idea. Ve'anachu v'yisrael min ha'avoda, ha'inu amashem mitzriyem ha'ivadlo sam ha'avodas Hashem izbarach. So what Klal Yisrael was screaming out about wasn't just that they were slaves and they were suffering. And if they were slaves and suffering, but they were able to serve Hashem 100% properly, they may have felt okay. But the fact that this detracted so much from their avodas Hashem, that's what got to them. And when they dive into Hashem, it was what causes the tefillos to rise up? It was min ha'avoda. It was because of their lack of avodas Hashem. So it's important for us, just in terms of prioritizing in our lives, to understand that what is the biggest tragedy of a nisayon. So besides the difficulty that we're going through on the physical level, the fact that it detracts the way we serve Hashem, that's even a greater tragedy. We don't always feel that way. But deep down, a Jew should always be focused on the fact that my goal is to serve Hashem. If I serve Hashem, it talks about in the Gemara, this idea of Yisurim Shel Ava. And the Gemara says, but how do you know if they're not Yisurim Shel Ava, if they're not coming out of love, if it detracts from your Torah or your Tefillah, the Gemara says, then you know it's not from, this is a punishment, it's not coming out of love from Hashem. You know, so we know that if it detracts from our avoda, that's when we daven to Hashem, Hashem, please pull me out of this so I can serve you properly. And that should be our deepest Tefillah towards Hashem. So Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was still in touch with this, and they were also saying, Hashem, we want to be able to serve you the best of our ability, and as slaves, that's not possible.